Would you quit hogging all the popcorn? You're so greedy. I can't believe we're on our fourth movie already. We've been doing this all night. And don't get me wrong, it is so much fun doing this with you. I know we said we're gonna start doing memories together, and I love it, but I'm tired. Yes, I'm tired. Yes, I'm tired of sitting and watching movies, I guess. This is a marathon, alright? So, why did you choose this movie in particular? You were so adamant on watching it. You like Batman? Is it your favorite? I don't really know much about him. Other than the fact that, you know, he wears black all the time and he's really mysterious and very strong, apparently. What else do I need to know about him? Okay. Well, I promised I'd watch it with you, and that's what I'm doing. Whatever. You literally know every single character. You are such a nerd. But like, a nerd in a good way. Like, I'm learning a lot from you. I really am. Having you as a roomie has been a good thing for me. I guess, yeah. Back to, making your ego a lot bigger than it is already. That's fun. Really cozy. I mean, it's been raining like crazy outside, so this is perfect. Oh, that is a really cool bike. You mind if I get a little closer? I don't know. Kind of in the cuddly mood. Yeah, roommates can cuddle, right? There's nothing wrong with it. Plus, we're kind of past roomies already. We're more like friends now. Best friends is a stretch, but we're getting there. Okay. Yeah, you're hugging the blanket too. God, you're such a hogger. I'm just kidding. Calm down. I know you're not. You know, I don't want to interrupt the movie. I know you're like really focused, even though you probably watched this how many times? A lot, yeah. But, you know, I've been meaning to ask, I just didn't know how to bring it up. And I just wanted to know, like, how you feel having me as your roommate. Yeah. I mean, I know we've been doing a lot of stuff together, but, like, I don't really know how you feel about me as your roommate. I mean, am I doing a good job, or am I annoying you? I'm not? Okay, good. The last thing I want to be is annoying. I'm the most fun roommate you've had. Are you just saying that to, I don't know, make me feel better when in reality you just don't mean it at all? You mean it? Oh, stop it. No, that's exactly what I wanted to hear. You're making me feel really good over here. Why is this movie so dark all the time? It needs a little bit of color, you know? Yeah, it's like really mysterious. Kind of like you. That's why I said kind of like you. When I first met you, I thought you were really mysterious. I still do sometimes. There's a lot that I don't know about you. Like what? Like how many girlfriends you've had? How many friends do you have? I know I met a few of your friends, but I haven't met them all. Hmm. I guess, yeah, I'm a little bit interested. I have the right to be. I mean, I live with you. Imagine you're, like, secretly a killer, and you go out in the middle of the night, and you just do your thing, and you come back home, and I'm just clueless. I know you're not. I'm just kidding. Stop taking everything so seriously. If there's anything I know about you, it's that you can be a little bit sensitive sometimes, but it's not a bad thing. No, I mean, you care about what I have to say for a reason. I think secretly you really like me. As a roommate, of course. Do you brag about me to other people? Like, oh my god, I have the best roommate in the world. You guys all suck. You will never have a roommate as good as mine. Do you ever brag about that? Oh, boo. That's not good. You should brag about me. I totally brag about you. I actually brought you up with my parents a few times. Yeah, you know, they've been really curious about the person I'm living with, and they've been super nosy, constantly messaging and calling me and asking me what I'm doing and how I'm doing. And I think they want to meet you, but I know that you're not really, I don't know, you don't know them, you don't have to meet them, of course, but they would like to meet you if you're ever okay with it. I mean, maybe we can all go for dinner together and you can just, yeah, get to know my family. I think they really like you. I like you. You're cool. And you're fun. And you have really good taste in movies. I like this so far. I mean, I don't understand everything that's happening, but I'm trying to. Do you want to explain? Yeah, like, who is this guy? His dad? Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. That's cute. Yeah, it's cute. What's wrong with me saying it's cute? Yeah, he's cute too. Well, don't tell me you're jealous. You're cute too, you know. Maybe not cute like him, but cute differently. You know, like your own kind of cute. I'm not saying he's cuter, no. You're putting words in my mouth. You're crazy. You know what I mean? Stop it. How are you so warm? Oh, you really are. You're like a heated blanket. I think if I close my eyes right now, I might be able to fall asleep. Good thing I'm not going to, because I don't want to fall asleep. I don't want to ruin this marathon. I want to get through this movie. Yeah, because then it would be a successful movie marathon. And I don't want to ruin it. What time is that anyways? Oh yeah, it's gotten a little late, hasn't it? I might have to pull an all-nighter. I have work pretty early tomorrow. I feel like if I sleep right now, I'm just going to wake up with a raging headache. And plus, this movie's like 2 hours long. We're never gonna finish. You want me to close my eyes? Wow, you want me to fall asleep so you don't have to talk to me anymore. I see how it is. No. You've made your feelings really clear. Just messing. I'm just messing. You might miss me if I fall asleep. A break? You do not. Oh, you're messing too? Mm-hmm. Okay. You're not as good as me. Mm-mm. I don't think you'll ever be. You have to learn from the master, and that is me. Okay. Let's pay attention to the movie. I need to know what's happening, okay? Shh, stop talking. I'm just gonna wrap my arm around you. Like that. Yeah, I'm okay. I have enough blanket, I think. I'm actually really warm, I honestly think. I could fall asleep at any minute. No, don't play with my hair. That is gonna make me fall asleep, for sure. No, you can play. You can play with it. It's okay. I know. Just got a blowout today, so my hair looks extra soft. You're welcome. It smells good? Thanks. Yeah, I know the salon shampoo just smells amazing all the time. I don't know what they put in there, but God, I need it. I always smell good. Thanks. You do too. I mean, right now I can smell. What is that? It smells really good. Oh, it's new. I like it. You should wear it more often. Ooh, are these the bad guys? They're not? Where is the bad guy? Ooh. Wow, he's strong. Okay. I'll close my eyes for a second. That feels really nice. You playing with my hair? Yeah. The head massage too. Oh, this is dangerous. It's a dangerous combo. I can hear the sound of your heart. It's beating really fast. You should get that checked out. No, it is. It's like, I've never heard a heartbeat this fast. My God. You're okay. Oh my God, no. I'm falling asleep. I don't want to fall asleep. I want to watch the movie. You'll tell me what happened tomorrow? Oh, but it's not the same. We can finish it tomorrow. We are not going to do another marathon tomorrow. No way. No, that's too much. I need, like, a day break, and then we can do it after tomorrow. Is that cool? I promise. Yes, we can. But next time is going to be my treat. We're watching all the movies I want to watch. I watched all of your favorite movies today, so I think it's only fair. Starting with Mean Girls. What? Mean Girls is great. Are you kidding me? It's iconic. You're going to love it. Yes, you can. Okay, how about Clueless? Clueless is really nice. How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days? Then what else? You don't like anything. No, that's not happening. My favorite movie is not yours. Rom-coms are the best. You're crazy. They are. We should go to the movie theater together. I haven't been in forever. My friends don't like that kind of stuff. They like going out for lunch and dinner and doing girly things, but we never go to the movies together, and I've honestly kind of missed it. I used to do it with my ex. So, you know, after him and I broke up, I just kind of needed a break, but now that it's been forever since him and I were a thing, I think I'm ready to get back into it and just watch all sorts of movies. Yeah? Okay, it's a date. a friendly roommate date. Yeah. Let's shake on it. Don't worry, I'll remember. I never forget anything. Alright. No, don't stop. Keep playing with my hair. It feels nice, especially when you do it right here. Yeah, right there. Okay, I'm not gonna sleep, but I'm just gonna close and rest my eyes and just listen to the sound of your heartbeat. It's still really fast, though. I really think you should get it checked out. Are you just nervous around me? Oh, you're not? Hmm? Sure. Maybe it's because I'm hugging you and I'm literally about to fall asleep on your chest. You're telling me you're not a little bit nervous? Mm-hmm. Okay. Whatever you say. Alright, good night. Just kidding, I'm not sleeping. I'm resting my eyes. But if I do fall asleep, don't wake me up. I kinda like this, you know, us being close. You can fall asleep too if you want to. It's fine. The couch is really comfortable, actually. A little more comfortable than my bed. I could just sleep here any day. But I think having you with me just makes it a little easier. Mm-hmm. Alright. Just resting my eyes.